How can I have friends in my life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How can I have friends in my life? Well, they say to have a friend, you be a friend. Now, the interpretation of friend has long been one that has brought people all sorts of interesting experiences. And a friend is a person who is with another person, and they just feel good with each other's company, and they feel harmonious with each other. They're not brothers or sisters. They're not dependent upon one another. A friend is a person that when you haven't seen them for a billion, jillion years, and then all of a sudden you run into them, you say, well, hi, how are you doing? How's everything going? And we're not interested in how are you doing and how is everything going. That's just a matter of initial salutation. What we're saying is, boy, am I glad to see you. You just bring a sparkle to my heart. Every time I see you, every time I'm with you, you bring a sparkle to my heart. Now, that's what friends do, you know. Now, why do they bring a sparkle to our heart? Why do we as a friend bring a sparkle to another person's heart? Because we're ourselves. We like ourselves. We enjoy our company. We enjoy who we are. And as we enjoy this, everyone in our world enjoys us. Now, a friend isn't somebody who will loan you money. Isn't a friend somebody who will listen to your troubles. A friend isn't somebody who will help you when you got a problem. A friend isn't somebody who takes over your life when you are all shook up. A friend is a person who is themselves and who is a stable, wonderful, joyful person in themselves. And wherever they are, they're that way. Everyone who greets them finds that same thing true about them. It's not that they are a friend just because they want something from you, or they need to have your companionship, or they need to have you as a being in their world, but because that's who they are. The word friend should really be a backward friend. It's a friend to yourself, not to someone else. Because when you're a friend to yourself, when you are a joy in your life, when you are harmonious and happy in your life, when everything you do in your life is a great and wonderful thing, then you are a friend. You're a friend to yourself. I think that of all the friends that I've known in my life, and I have known many, many wonderful friends, none of them would I ever want to tell about my problems. Because they don't see me as a problem. They see me as a solution. They see me as a wonderful being. None of these people would I ever want to borrow money from, because I don't even think about that when I'm with them. I feel wealthy when I'm with them. I feel healthy and harmonious and joyous. Yeah, and you know, when I'm with a friend, I have no interest whatsoever in going over the garbage of my life. I have only the interest of going over the garden of my life. Going over the wonderment, oh, you know, this happened, that I feel so good, and you know, these things took place in my life, and it was so wonderful because I feel just so fantastic, so good, and so great about all these things. And, you know, that's what a friend is for. A friend is to hear the good things of your life and make you feel good having told them and having shared them. A friend is not a person that you tell your troubles to. I repeat that only because it needs a little understanding. Oftentimes we think a friend is somebody that we can go and cry on their shoulder, and far from it. A friend is someone that we go and smile on their shoulder, and we laugh in their hearts and have them laugh with us, and we feel good together. Think about that. Are you able to be a friend? Are you able to go around the world with a smile on your face? Are you able to go around the world finding good in every circumstance that comes your way? Are you able to recognize that no matter what challenge you have, it merely fortifies you to accomplish all the good that lies before you? Are you realizing that a friend is a reflection of yourself? Ah, so A friend is a reflection, and if your friend is a bad person, that's a bad reflection, but that's not a friend. That's not a friend. A friend is someone who is purity and light and love and joy and peace and harmony, right action, truth, and all the good stuff, just like you are, just like I am. Friends are a wonderful thing. And you know, as we go through life, and are first a friend to ourselves, a joy in our own hearts, a delight to be with, we drive down the highway of life with our friend, starting with ourselves. And that highway is filled with joyous and beautiful experiences. And this is what we can do. Our illumination is the awareness that first we are a friend. The Bible tells us that too. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and being, and love your neighbor as yourself. So, when we begin to love our neighbor as ourselves, our friend, our neighbor are the same. When we begin to love our neighbor as ourselves, then we begin to realize that our neighbor is ourself. Our neighbor is our friend. Our neighbor is our real person, our real family. The people who make us feel good about ourselves and good about themselves and good about the world. Starting with ourselves. This is how it goes. Think about it. Are you a friend to yourself? Or do you tell yourself all your troubles and your limitations? Never. You're a friend to yourself, and you tell yourself all your potential and your possibilities and your dreams and your goals, and then you pursue them together in harmony and love and life. That's what a friend's all about. Have a wonderful day. Be your friend to yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.